Gonna do is kina chotei. It's unique in that this is the first kina that we're saying that is drawing away from the churban. Everything we've done up until now has been around the churban and the years of the churban. This kina, written by Kolonimus ben Yehuda, Rav Kolonimus ben Yehuda, is a kina about the Crusades. Rav Kolonimus ben Yehuda also wrote the beautiful, stirring tefillas of Yom Noroim, Melech Elyon and Imru Lelokim, and he's also now writing on Tisha B'Av, as we mentioned, these two times, a kina about three particular communities. The focus is on three particular communities: the community of Ashpira, which is spires; the community of Vermeiza, which is worms; and then the community of Magenza, which is Mainz. These are three communities in Germany. And I'd like to give you just a little bit of the historical background. This was a community which had a tremendously proud legacy. The Baalei HaTosfos, Rashi was there. Rashi's Beis Medrash. They still have their chair where they said Rashi sat and taught Chumash. And the Crusades was really starting in France. And at the time in France, there was a lot of tension and a lot of stress in the communities. And they asked the people in Germany, in these cities, to daven for them. And they were Makabel, Tanis, and Daven. And they sent them a letter. We have actually the letter itself. And the letter says that we're davening for you, but by us it's safe. By us it's okay. Because Germany felt comfortable. But the Crusades, as they were on their way to Eretz Yisrael, you see, the Crusades was a movement. And they wanted to free the land of Israel from the infidels, which was the Muslims. It was the Christians. And they put on their chest, they put their insignia. And they wanted to free the Holy Land from the infidels, but they said, on our way, we might as well free ourselves from the infidels in our midst, which is the Jewish people, as they went from town to town, killing everybody. And this, Rabbi Yisrael Belsky says, is the first time in history that there were masses of goyim that went about killing Jewish people. And it's something that we have seen over and over again, that it almost seems to us as being, you know, something that happens, like a certain type of behavior, but it doesn't make any sense. And there was even a historian from the day who was himself a priest, and he writes about what happened. He said it makes no sense, just randomly killing women, children, for no reason, just because they're Jews. This was the beginning in the Crusades. And the reason why we say a kina for the Crusades, and this is very important, it's been stressed by numerous gedolim, it's brought down from the Brisker Rav and from the Chazon Ish and from others, is because Tisha B'Av is the day. You see, after the Holocaust, many people wanted to establish a day of mourning for the Holocaust. And the Gedolim refused. The Gedolim refused. They were not willing to give any type of support for a day of memory for people that were killed in the Holocaust. And the reason they refused is because of this kina. And the Brisker Rav quoted this kina. I'm reading to you from the end of the kina, close to the end. Simu no al levavchem. I'll translate for you. Place on your hearts mispeid mar lekoshva. It should be a bitter eulogy. That it should be something that you should tie to your hearts. Kishkula rigosam lis abo lis afro. Because it is equal, it is shakul. Their hariga, their murder. Lis Abel, that we should mourn their mortar. Lis Afron, we should roll in the dust, in the dirt. Kisreifas beis Elokeinu ulam v'abira. like the burning of the Beis Elokeinu, of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ulam, and the Bira, and the Kas, and the palace. V'chi ein lahoisif moyed shever v'tav'era. One, however, should not add. Lo lahoisif moyed, any type of gathering, shever v'tav'era, of mourning, of being broken, over ruin, and over destruction. Vein lahaktim zulasi la'achera. And we should not do anything, bring anything beforehand, zulasi, or afterwards, nothing aside for Tisha B'Av. Tachas kein hayoim livisi a'oireira. In place of this day, this is the day when we're supposed to cry. Tisha B'Av is our day of national mourning, of historic mourning, of anything that ever happened tragically to Klal Yisrael. The reason, l'chayra, is because everything stems from this day. This is our day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinom, ani v'ekva lechem b'chia l'doyros." You cried, you had nothing to cry about. I'll give you something to cry about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And every tear that Klal Yisrael sheds comes because of Tisha B'Av. And it's not coincidence. The Beis HaMikdash Rishon, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the Spanish Inquisition, Klal Yisrael went through generations. Tisha B'Av is our day of mourning. So we mourn these three communities. The events that happened here, all the murder and the plunder, happened during Sfiras HaOmer, and the tefillah that we say, Avarachamim, is a tefillah to remember those that were killed. It's a tefillah that was established in their memory. And that's why dafka during Sfiras HaOmer, even if there are those that certain times have a minig not to say the tefillah of Avarachamim, but dafka during Sfira, there's an extra emphasis on this tefillah. Now, how did it happen? The Sefer Seder HaDoiris, he brings the following comment from the Sman Shulchan Aruch. The Sman Shulchan Aruch is someone who could weigh in on this question. How did it happen? Why did it happen? Why is it that the communities of Worms and that region suffered greater than other Yidden at the time? And he says the following thing. The Kehila in Worms is from the oldest Kehilas in the exile. There's Kvarim in Worms that are the Kvarim that are the oldest Kvarim that we know of outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Kehila that was there established itself even following the destruction of the Bais Rishon. And 70 years later, as Yidin were returning to Eretz Yisrael, they sent a letter to Worms and they said, "Come join us as we rebuild Eretz Yisrael." And the people in Worms politely declined. And they said, "You stay where you are in the great Yerushalayim. We'll stay where we are in our small Yerushalayim. Because we've built the Yerushalayim for ourselves. We've built a city with Torah, with Batei Medrash, with shuls. We're comfortable here. We like it here. We don't want to leave." Says the Sma, that attitude, the rejection of Eretz Yisrael, is what caused that eventually, years later, that community will suffer terrible tragedy at the hands of their neighbors. You know, it was around 100 years ago, not exactly, but close, that the mayor Simcha Kohen printed the Sefer Meshech Chochma. And in the Sefer Meshech Chochma, in Parashas Bechukoisai, he writes that there are people that think that Berlin is Jerusalem. And he writes that there are people that are comfortable and they feel they have no homeland to aspire to reach. And he predicts that there's going to come a terrible storm that is going to uproot the people in that place and make them realize that that is not their home. When I've been to Poland, so the tour guides tell us that that there's a play on words that the Yidden used to say in Poland. They used to call it Polin. Not Poland. They dropped the Dalit. Polin. And it's called Polin because in Hebrew the words Polin means here we reside. Polin. This is where we live. This is where we're going to stay until Mashiach. Po. Here in Poland. And going to the Beis Medrash of the Gera Rebbe, empty Beis Medrash that was jam-packed to the rafters. Thousands of people were there. In the Chotzer, in the Beis Knesses, in the Beis Medrash. Going through the communities in Poland, empty. Because if a person says, this is my home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show him that that's not the case. It's 100 years since Meshech Chochma wrote that sefer. I don't think anyone thinks that Berlin is Jerusalem anymore. But we pride ourselves on Lakewood, New Jersey, year of Torah. So many Yidden living there. So many people, so much Torah. So beautiful is our community in New York. And maybe we won't say it publicly. Maybe we won't admit it to ourselves. But we feel comfortable. And it always bothers me when I talk to a bachur and he tells me I'm going home. Because it's a tragic error. It's not just the nuance of a word. It's the difference between an entire community being decimated and destroyed and annihilated. And we build these huge homes. And you don't want to live in Eretz Yisrael because you got to live in a small dira. And we build these big houses. We are so comfortable. In the back of our minds, we think it can never happen to us in America. Well, anti-Semitism is higher than it's ever been in the world since World War II. And it's just rising. And if a person is looking to find these things, you see incidents happening here and there. No one wants it to happen. But we all have to realize that it can. And we have to stop it. How do we stop it? This is not our home. We're not New Yorkers. We don't live there. I hope you know the story about the Chofetz Chaim. Someone once came to the Chofetz Chaim and he saw Chofetz Chaim had came out no furniture in his house. Nothing. And he said to the Chofetz Chaim, where's all your furniture? So the Chofetz Chaim said back to him, he said, where's your furniture? He said, me? I'm just passing through. He said, I'm also just passing through. You think the Chofetz Chaim lived in Radin? The Chofetz Chaim lived in Eretz Yisrael, lived in Yerushalayim. He was just trying to get there. It's temporary. He didn't have furniture. He didn't have a big palatial home. He was just trying to get there to Yisrael. Is that really the way we feel? Rabbi, people can do things that can affect them, can keep their mind the way it's supposed to be. I have someone who used to be a Rebbe in this yeshiva. And he sends, when we sometimes communicate via email, sends me an email, every single email on the bottom says, Libi Bamizrach. And it's probably just something that happens automatically, but it's not automatic for him. He still is hard to still in Eretz Yisrael. He's still pained that he has to be in America. He doesn't want to be there. And every person has to decide, why do I not live in Eretz Yisrael? Why am I not here? Do I have a good reason not to be here? Now, Rav Kalish Shlita has a kehila that he has to take care of. So he has to be there. But people that don't have kehila to take care of, and they're starting their lives, they're young, and they have opportunities. How could you leave? How could you not establish a home here in Eretz Yisrael? Because you're more comfortable in Chutz La'aretz? Because that's who you identify with? Those are the people that I understand? That's my type of person? You know, one of the things that bothers me about people that follow sports, aside from the fact that it's a terrible, terrible waste of time, and people spend hours. I once made a cheshbon with a bocher, carved out a huge part of his life for sports. Horrible. But that's not what I'm talking about. One of the things that bothers me the most is, you know, people that follow sports, they live in New York. So they're New Yorkers. They're New York, the fans of the, usually it's the Yankees. The Yankee fans. Now, what do you have in common with the New York Yankees? With some Hispanic, you know, first baseman? Well, what do you have to do with him? With some Puerto Rican pitcher? With some Chinese, who, you know, Mazichu or whatever his name is? Who, what do you have to do with him? Why are you and him, like, have something in common? Why does he represent you? Why do you feel proud when your team wins? What does it have to do with you, Bichlal? Because you're a New Yorker, and they represent New York. That's why. Because you feel this is my team. Because this is where I belong. Try rooting for the Boston Red Sox. See what happens then. Just won't be the same. Why? Why? What's the difference? Just choose a team. Because this is my team. Because I'm from New York. Because this is where I identify with. And if a person pulls himself away, this is not where I belong. I root for the Jerusalem Maccabees. They don't have a team. Okay, they have other things to do with our lives. But if we do that, then we realize this is where we belong. This is where we have to make our lives. This is where we should be. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi said, when is Mashiach going to come? When Klal Yisrael has the taiva and the ga'aguim for Yerushalayim. When Klal Yisrael yearns for Yerushalayim. The true yearning of the hearts. When we really, really want to be here. Not when we like give lip service to it. And if you really want to be here, you can make it happen. The kinah starts, kinah chafhei, mi'itin, reishi, mayim, ve'eni, makor noizlai. Who will give that my head will be like water, and my eyes will flow like a spout? Ve'evka kol yomaisai ve'leilai, I will cry all day and all night. Eschalalei tape ve'oilalai, the slaughtered children. Yeshishe kaholai, the elders of my community. Va'atem onu oyai oy alalai. And you'll answer, oyai oy oy alalai. Those are all expressions just of moaning. You don't even have words. It's just like, you will cry and cry, rav v'herev, an intense crying, al beis Yisrael v'alam Hashem ki noflu v'herev. on the house of Hashem and the people, the nation of Hashem that have fallen to the sword. I will go to the field of criers. It's like everyone's crying. And I'll cry together with those that are bitter of heart, and those that are confused. These beautiful young girls, these young children, they're rolled up in their books, and they're being dragged to the slaughter. If you skip now down a few paragraphs, where he starts to speak about these communities, afape yizlu mayim dema lahagira, and my eyelids, afape, my eyelids, yizlu mayim, they will stream with tears like water. The akoine mar, and I will bitterly moan, ale haruge ashpira, the slain victims of spires, b'sheni b'shmoine boy, in the eighth day of the second month, biyom Margoya Pukra. It was the day, Margoya is the day of Shabbos, day of Ragua, of relaxing. But it changed to Margoya Nachulavir. And Margoya also means the opposite. I mean, also when things, all of a sudden, there's unsettlement, Lavira, and turn to fire. Neregu bachurei chemed v'yeshishi hadara, they were killed. Nesfu yachad nafshon lashlimon b'moira, they were gathered together. Ayichud Hashem hamiyuchad yachdu shem b'gvura, together they're miyachad shem Hashem. Giborei koyach oisedvoyer lamehera, the strong warriors, they were quick to do their work. V'koyenei v'alumei nigvu kulam ba'asara. First, they killed 10 people. And then they killed hundreds of thousands. Ubimar yigoyne v'atzbe yele lachbiro. And bitterly, bimar, and in agony, I will yelel, I will compose a eulogy, kihilois akoidesh harigosam hayoim bezachra, to remember the kilos akoidesh that were murdered, kahal vermaitza, bechuno ubechura. Was a proven and it was a chosen community of such impressive people. Go'ine Eretz and Nekiyei Tahara. Go'inim, Nekiyim. Pa'amayim kitchu shem amyuchad b'moira be'esum eshloish b'chodesh ziv l'tahara. The 23rd day of month of Iyar was when the slaughter began, uvachodesh ashlishi bekras halal l'shayra, they were in the middle of saying halal on Rosh Chodesh, v'shlima nafshim ahava kshura, and then the crusaders came in, killed them in the middle of their halal. V'ladirei kal meganetzia ha'adura. Then he continues to speak about the kal of Mainz. This is the first kina written. But this is the kina that begins the continuation of the tragedy that has continued up until today. And our hope is, with the awareness of the relevance of what happened to us, we'll be able to stop, and that we'll be able to rectify and to come back to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Mi tein roishimayim.